Welcome to Yuti's Elf Podcast. Fire elves mostly just use fire, and they can make giant flames. And earth elves, they're different because they can make vines, and wind elves can make cyclones. Water elves can make water cyclones. That's all I know.
How can you tell that someone is an elf?
By looking at their ears.
And what do elves eat?
Only berries and stuff around the forests, which is their home.
So just berries? That's all they eat? Okay.
And fruit.
And fruit?
Yep.
Are berries fruit?
Well, fruit is bitter.
Okay.
It's like as bitter as their head.
Okay. And then, like, how can you meet an elf?
If you go through portals, you can.
How do you go through a portal?
You need something to make yourself go through it.
Like what?
Like, something blue if the portal is blue, something red if the portal is red, something green if the portal is green, something pinkish purple, or if the portal is pinkish purple.
Are you an elf?
Because it's in my ears.
Oh, yeah. I can tell by looking at your ears.
Uh-huh. Knew it. If you were an elf, you can fly. Actually, you.
And how do you fly if you're an
well,
elf?
Well, if you have any kind of power, it will push you off the ground.
Oh.
Like water, fire, earth, or wind. Mm-hmm. So you have a special language you can speak in instead of human language.
What is the language?
Elvish.
And what does it sound like?
Well, it's nothing that you have ever heard before, and I don't really know it.
You don't know it?
As well, because I can't remember.
Yeah. So,
could you try to make the sound of how it sounds?
No. It's more like the real elvish tone in the Dwarves.
Oh, it reminds you of, it's like the elvish
tone?
Mm-hmm. In Lord of the Rings?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about the elves in Lord of the Rings.
They have weapons.
Like what?
Bows. Mm-hmm. That's all they have. Mm-hmm. And spears. Mm-hmm. Those are the only weapons there are. An elven rope, which they can make into lassos. Mm-hmm. Or whips. To whack.
Yeah.
Which all they... we have. So,